Welcome to the Love and Life After Divorce podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. On this podcast, you will feel empowered to release the feelings of shame, trauma, isolation, and sense of loss that can often come from a difficult marriage, painful breakup, and divorce. You will be given the insights and inspiration you need to love yourself fiercely, be sure of your worthiness, and to handle the challenges of post-divorce life with strength and humor. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love and Life After Divorce podcast. I am absolutely thrilled to introduce you to our phenomenal guest today. She is somebody who has made a huge impact in my life. I have been a longtime client of hers, and she's helped me work through so many important things in my life. So I'm really thrilled for you guys to hear our conversation today. My guest is Sammy Wunder, and I want to tell you a little bit about her. She is a leading international dating and relationship coach who specializes in helping high-achieving women keep and attract and keep romantic love. Her comprehensive approach shows her clients how to embrace strong relationships, strong boundaries in relationships, which the boundaries are something that I am so excited to talk more about today, while still emanating feminine energy. Sammy used to be a gold medalist economist with a master's in public policy. She exited that career and became a relationship coach and now has a multi-7-figure brand. She's been seen in several different media outlets, including Forbes, Glamour, Time, Marie Claire, Business Insider, and the BBC. And she now lives in Germany with her adoring husband, Chris, and their two absolutely adorable boys. You guys will have to come over to my Instagram and see the picture of her gorgeous family. Sammy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for that really kind and warm welcome and description.
Well, I have to say, you are somebody who's made an insanely huge impact on my life, your work. I have been a part of your group for about 5 years. And I found you in a time in my life when I had lost hope with finding love again after divorce. So I'm just thrilled to have you on. I am thrilled to talk about how having really strong feminine energy, what does feminine energy mean? And then how can feminine energy help us create these really strong boundaries that then set us up to have healthy relationships? Because I know a lot of women after divorce are questioning, how do I do this again? My marriage didn't go the way I thought, and I really want to start out and be healthy, have healthy relationships. So I would love to hear from you. Tell us a little bit first about feminine energy. What is it? I think there's a lot of misconceptions.
Yes, absolutely. So I think there are so many ways to come at the topic of feminine energy. And I think what is most important is that we keep an open mind when we are hearing the term feminine energy, because as smart, strong, successful women, there can be this tendency to close yourself off to even hearing and engaging about this concept because it can appear very sexist mm-hmm. at first. Yes. Now, this is the most important thing, according to me, that when you hear something like this, you know, feminine energy, you don't shut down your mind, you don't close off your heart, because if you do that, you are blocking yourself from receiving so much magic. And mm-hmm. that makes me really sad, because I think there's so much false information and incomplete information about what true feminine energy is out there. And a lot of successful women who have strong minds, you know, we have an internal resistance to hearing anything that tells us to be shy, to be demure, to lose our power, because we have worked so hard to have our power. I mean, our mothers, our grandmothers, I remember my mom, you know, telling me that if you don't have a good job and you don't get good grades, you know, you'll just get married and you will have a husband who controls all your choices. I mean, that was the kind of crusade my mother, my grandmothers had to go so that I could get a master degree and I could be the CEO of a multi-7-figure company today. Now, so that's the first thing, which is if you have any misconceptions about feminine energy or you think it's a sexist concept, just stay with me, keep an open mind. Mm-hmm. Don't block it out because otherwise you're blocking magic out.
Yes.
Now, the second thing is when it comes to feminine energy is to understand that both men and women have both masculine and feminine energy. So we're really not being sexist here. Just like it's not sexist to tell a man, hey, you should probably embrace your feminine side more. If you're too much of an alpha and you're totally disconnected from your emotions, I'm going to be the first person to tell a man, you should come into balance by embracing your feminine side as well. And it's the same for women, right? It's the same for smart, successful women who are very capable, who can do everything by themselves. And what happens is that they have a highly cultivated masculine side. They have a highly cultivated energy of masculine energy where they can do, plan, organize, take action. And they have a highly undercultivated feminine energy. So whenever we talk about women, strong, smart, successful women embracing their feminine energy, we're not asking them to dumb down and play small as the stereotypes would tell you. We're just saying, come back into balance, girl. There's that part of you that achieves and there's that part of you that goes for what you want. And now I want you to come back into balance and also be able to receive something, also be able to relax, also be able to just be and not constantly achieve and do something, right? So feminine energy is not about dumbing down, playing small. It's not about never nagging a man, never complaining, never speaking up. It's a very incomplete idea of what feminine energy looks like, because true feminine energy is actually empowering women in love, because when you're in your feminine, men do much more for you.
Yes.
Right? You get to be queen. You get to relax. You know, if you just want to constantly be the doer and the giver and the provider, you don't have any space in your life to receive. And so feminine energy actually empowers women in love because it makes men come into the picture with a much more empowered energy, a much more giving energy, a much more providing energy, which then enhances the relationships that you have in your life with men. Okay. And I think the third thing I want to say here when it comes to embracing our feminine energy is that there's this misconception out there that, you know, women who are embracing their feminine, they're doormats.
Yes.
They're just yes women to men. And I think nothing could be further away from the truth, because it is a woman who is truly in touch with her feminine power. When you understand how deep and nuanced, you know, and magical feminine energy is, you will see that we will help you. You know, when my clients come to us, when women like you come to us, we help you get in touch with your heart, get in touch with your needs, get in touch with what you want. And we help you put that at the forefront of your relationship. So far from being a doormat, you become somebody who's actually so much more in power because you are putting your heart, your emotions, your needs, and your feelings first. And you are, as I like to call it, putting your heart first. Mm-hmm. And when you put your heart first, it means you have boundaries, you speak your truth, you say no to that which you don't want. And this makes women so powerful in love. And so every time I hear that feminine energy is about, oh, don't go there, don't tell me how to dumb down, you know, I think it's just so sad, because what we're actually giving you is the key to getting super empowered in your love life, is to actually having men that don't just support you with your amazing careers, like my husband supports me, and I'm a multi-7-figure company CEO, and I'm a mother, and my husband supports me with my career, he supports my success, he celebrates my success. He's not just a man who provides and does, he actually supports me with the house, chores in the house. And so I cannot see why feminine energy is dumbing down and playing small. I think it's the biggest enhancement to women's love lives that has ever been for centuries, if I may say so.
I love that, Sammy. It's you really clarify why feminine energy is so important. And you really helped us understand what some of the misconceptions are. And I know going into feminine energy, I had some of those misconceptions as well. I remember the first time reading about it, I was like, wait. No. I am not going to be losing my power. I just left a bad marriage. I am not going to do this. But then what I realized was, in my marriage, I was actually in a lot of masculine energy, which caused a difficult situation to be exponentially worse. I was practicing a lot of what you call the C behaviors, especially controlling. I was in a lot of mothering behaviors, and doing those things made the man I was married to even more on his edge, so that we were just not vibing at all. And I can definitely see so many of the mistakes that I made in my marriage because of that. I was wondering if you would be willing to give us an real life example of the positive energy in action in this powerful way.
Okay, so I think I can give you a couple of examples from my marriage. I can give you a couple of examples from my clients. So for example, I'm a really smart, successful woman myself, but when it comes to my marriage, I do not believe in controlling my husband. I do not believe that I have to be the leader in everything and plan everything and do everything myself. So for example, you know, Chris is now planning our holiday in Greece. And of course, he turns to me for what do you want? What would you like? But I don't do any of the bookings myself. I don't do any of the planning and organizing myself. He does all of it. Like, it's his energy, his time, his effort that he puts into taking the family on a vacation. Earlier, I would just be the director of all the social things that, you know, I would be doing with a boyfriend or with the person I was seeing. I would tell the guy which party we're going to, which friends we should go to, plan those parties, plan those holidays, then pull the man along to those parties. And those holidays. So that is not the dynamic I have in my marriage. In my marriage, I know I'm a very smart woman, but it's not, I don't show my smartness to my husband. I don't believe that I have to be the leader and the doer of everything that goes on in my marriage. So that's just one example that I'm not the social director of our life. He is the social director of our life, and I'm very happy to go where he organizes, where he arranges. And of course, because we're a good team, he always takes my wishes into account most of the times, right? Like, he will ask me, do you want to go to Greece? Like, he's not going to unilaterally decide where we're going. So he will always ask, where do you want to go? What makes you happy? Where do you feel good? And then he's going to make the arrangements for that. So that's one example. Another example of feminine energy is, for example, my client, her boyfriend showed up from one day to the next. Everything was going well. And he said to her, you know, I'm not in a place where I think I'm ready to be in a relationship, and I'm not in a place where I am able to give and provide and be the kind of man I want to be in a relationship. Now, because she was doing our program, Elevate, which is our 6-month group coaching program, and this is where we help our clients really, you know, completely vibrationally elevate into the woman they're meant to be, to attract and keep that great relationship. Because she was doing all this work on feminine energy, instead of going into her default response, which would be, oh my God, like, what happened? How can we fix this? Why can't we talk about it? Let's talk about it. Let's fix this. She went into, okay, I respect your choice. I respect your choice. It was powerful. Like, she came back and told us that, my God, Sammy, like, she's a CEO herself. And she said that all her life, she was so used to masculine, convincing, trying, working harder. And this feminine way of being, where she just surrendered. She just surrendered control. She surrendered to his choice. He said he was not feeling like he can give her what she wants. And she said, okay. She maintained her dignity. She maintained her self-respect. And what is so interesting is that this completely turned around the way he was perceiving her in their relationship. And within a week, he got back, he apologized. he said he wants to make it work, that he's such a fool to let such an amazing woman go. And there she was, just amazed at the power of being in a relationship and not trying to control so hard. So I think these are just two really different examples, but I can also give you an example of another client who's like such an overgiver in her relationships when she came to us, and she would do everything for her husband, and her husband mm-hmm. was like totally passive and disinterested, would just lie on the couch, play video games, go to work, come back home, demand food, and then again sit in front of the TV. And she said, there's no connection, no intimacy, no passion, and I just do everything for him, and I'm just so tired, and I just want him to see me. And I told her, you're in your masculine and you're doing too much, and you're loving by giving, but you don't have to love by giving. You can love by being. Mm-hmm. We think that we must give to love, and that's why we end up overgiving, and that's all masculine energy, overgiving in a relationship. And then she slowly dialed down on all the giving that she was doing. I said, he's a big guy, he can do his own laundry, stop doing his laundry, stop packing him lunch for his workplace, like let him go have it in the canteen, or let him go have lunch in a restaurant. And she slowly started to dial back. She started to get a little more being in her relationship when he would come back home, instead of jumping at him and asking him how his day was and telling him everything about her day. We told her to just sit on the sofa, read your magazine, pour yourself a glass of wine, chill, being is feminine energy. And she was amazed, because he came in and he actually went about looking for her when she did not go about finding him, and sat next to her, started a conversation, asked her how she was doing. And she was like, oh my God, this is crazy, Sammy. You know, I have been trying to get this man to talk to me, to get this man to open up to me, to get this man to be a little emotionally more present with me. And I have been just going about it in all the wrong mm-hmm. ways. I have been working too hard. Yes. And that's what masculine energy is. So when my clients come to me and they're like, oh my God, Sammy, you know, what else do I have to do to change myself? This is so overwhelming. I tell them, we're not going to make you work harder. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. We're not going to make you work harder. We're actually going to make you work less. The problem is not that you're not working hard enough for your love life. The problem is you are probably working too hard.
Sammy, I really love that. I love that you're probably working too hard. And so there's a couple of things that you said that I think are really powerful that I just want to make sure everybody heard, that this feminine energy is being. It is a surrender to the moment, being present, being in yourself, and stopping all that hard work of the controlling and the giving and the doing. And it's just being. And it is so magical, and it attracts the men. I think you use a term like bees to honey. it attracts them. It's that melting chocolate loveliness of just, we're just being. And that, I think, was one of the huge shifts for me as well in relationships. I definitely, when I came to you, was the girl in the relationships that was calling, texting, hey, had such a great date, thanks, hope I can see you again. I was making suggestions for dates. I'd love to do this and this and this. Splitting the bill on dates, buying gifts pretty early on. Just that doing and working with you made me realize that that was not necessary, and that actually pushed men away. So that to me was a very big, fantastic shift.
I think when you say that pushes men away, it's important for our listeners to understand that there is the law of polarity in operation here, which means that so many amazing women wonder why men are lazy, why they attract broke men, why they attract men who are not willing to do the effort that is needed in any real relationship. When you commit to somebody, it takes effort. You mm-hmm. need to be ready to invest your time, energy, money into a woman. And they wonder why they attract these men who are not efforting. They're attracting men who don't want to do anything for them. And that's because they are not aware of the law of polarity, which is what romantic relationships are based on. So the science of attraction is based on polarity, which means opposite energies attract. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to show up in your masculine, in your doing, giving, making things happen, initiating communication, texting, calling men, picking men up, asking for their numbers, setting a date. I don't want you to feel judged if you've been doing all of this. It's so important to me that you don't judge yourself right now when you're hearing this. I have so much love and compassion for every woman who acts this way. And I think there's a reason why we act this way. We act this way because we are living in a world where we are told constantly that if you're strong, then you should be able to be a man and be like a man and do what men do. But I believe that our relationships are struggling because of this. You know, I believe that you can be a feminist and you can be a feminine woman at the same time. I believe that you can be strong without having to behave like men do or act like a man. You can be a lady. You can act like a lady, right? So polarity is so important to understand. And if you're attracting all these broke, lazy men, the chances that you are showing up in your masculine energy in your dating and your love life is very high. Now, if you want to turn this pattern around and you want to attract men who give, do, and are more in their empowered masculine energy, then it's really simple that you need to show up in your feminine energy in your love life. You can still go full throttle in your career, mm-hmm. and you can be in your masculine. There's nothing wrong with that energy. It's an amazing energy to have. I use that energy to support my two little kids. I use that energy to build such a successful company. There's nothing wrong with your masculine energy, and you don't have to feel ashamed of it. You don't have to feel bad about it. You don't have to judge it. But you have to see that there is this opportunity available to you to switch and come into balance inside your relationship. So you can be the boss babe at work, but at home, you can be that loving, sweet, vulnerable girl who can also receive from her man and, you know, not be the one who has to do everything by herself.
So you said two things I really want to make sure the listeners heard. I loved your mic drop moment when you said you can be a feminist and be feminine. And I actually think that might be one of the most powerful ways to be a feminist, because you're saying, I am a woman. I am a woman. And this is miraculous and powerful and wonderful. And that to me is just the height of feminism, of being a feminist, is saying, I don't have to be a man to be powerful. I have inside me my masculine energies that will protect me and help me keep a roof over my kids' head. I mean, if you're a single mom, you got to have a lot of masculine energy. You got to feed the kids and get them to school and pay the bills. And that is powerful, but also saying my feminine energy is such an important part of me. So thank you. That was an absolute mic drop moment. The other thing that you said that I thought was so powerful was talking about polarity, and that you what you're giving out, you're going to receive the opposite of. So if I'm giving out that controlling behavior, if I'm managing everything, if I'm just constantly in those doing masculine energies, my partner is not going to do anything for me because I'm doing it all. So he's like, sweet, okay, dishes are done, laundry's done, our outings are planned, great, I'm going to sit here and watch football and not worry about anything. And then that builds resentment. I know it built resentment in me in my marriage. So this takes me to the next point, Sammy. So how can we be in this feminine energy, this receiving, this being, this softness, and still have strong boundaries?
Okay, great question. So the way I like to teach it inside of my programs is true feminine energy is about being soft on the outside and strong on the inside. Mm. The soft on the outside is your vulnerability, which we support our women to embrace. and which, let's face it, a lot of strong, successful women have a really hard time owning up to. Like, we have a really hard time being vulnerable. We have a really hard time showing our emotions to men. We have a really hard time showing our emotions and then fearing rejection in return. And so many amazing women I work with, they've built this wall of protection on the outside. And it makes them feel safe. And I think a lot of women who have gone through divorce and gone through disappointment in love can show up this way in their dating and in their love lives, where they're so afraid of repeating the mistakes of the past and they're so afraid of not being taken for granted again, that they show up as strong on the outside. Mm-hmm. And they're like, ooh, I am powerful and I am the Statue of Liberty and I have this armor and this wall in front of my heart that nobody can touch me, nobody can hurt me, nobody can take me for granted. Now, that keeps you safe, but it also keeps love away at arm's length, because it's not possible to love someone if you can't see them and you can't see their heart and you can't see their soul and you can't see what they stand for and what makes them laugh and what makes them cry. And so in my programs, what we do is we help to turn this around. Most women are showing up strong on the outside and soft on the inside, mm-hmm. which means they have mushy hearts, they're sensitive souls, yes. but they're showing up with this armor, right? Mm-hmm. And then in Elevate, we help them turn this around. We say, okay, you're going to be vulnerable on the outside, which means you're soft, you're approachable, you're inviting, you smile. Something as simple as smiling is enough to show that your guard is coming down. And the strength that comes on the inside, it's not for external projection. It's not to show others that you're strong. It's actually to know within yourself that you're strong. And that strength comes through your boundaries. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what are boundaries? I mean, boundaries are just those personal rules that help you ensure your dignity, that help you keep your self-respect, that help you from living in a way that keeps your sanity, keeps you happy when you're coming into contact with other people, when you're coming into contact with the outside world. So boundaries are like that lovely fence with your neighbor, you know, like that's where you end, this is where I start, and we both live happily, we coexist. So that's what healthy boundaries look like. And I think I'm so excited, Tiffany, for my book that is coming out in a few months, where I also talk about this.
This is so exciting. Okay,
good. I know, right? And the book is called Soft, and this is exactly what it talks about. It talks about the importance of being soft on the outside, which is your feminine side, but the importance of having strength on the inside, because if you are not feeling strong on the inside, if you don't trust yourself to look after yourself, it is very hard to surrender and to give up control. It's very hard to trust that you're safe, because you will always be looking at a man to keep you safe. You will always be looking at a man to look after your welfare. And he can never give you that. Whoever it is, he can never be the strength that actually should be coming from inside yourself to look after yourself. And that is the strength that boundaries give you. When you have boundaries and you trust your boundaries, and you know you can look after yourself, it is so much easier to just show up in any situation, dating, relationship, because you know you can speak your truth and you know you can look after yourself. You know, when my clients ask me, Sammy, don't you get nervous when you go on these big podcasts and big platforms to speak and you have all these like celebrity clients working with you, don't you get sometimes intimidated? I mean, these women are sometimes 20 years older than I am. They are CEOs, they're executives. And I say, no, because I just show up with an open heart. I am myself. That's my softness on the outside. And inside, I have this trust that I will never allow myself to stay in situations that don't make me happy, that don't feel good, that don't make me feel respected. And so it's just so fun for me to show up in any situation, because I know I can look after myself. And that's why I can also have an open heart and let people see me, because I trust my ability and my capacity to look after myself. And that comes through my boundaries.
Sammy, that's so powerful. We can hear your passion around this subject. We can hear how much you truly believe in the strength of these inner boundaries, of that inner strength, of that inner knowing of who you are. And when you know who you are, nobody can touch that, right? Nobody can take that away. It doesn't matter what they say or do, because you know their actions have absolutely nothing to do with you. And so that for me, I remember when I found you, I had decided I was going to be Project Doormat no more. Like, I had posted it on my social media, Project Doormat no more. I am going to figure out these boundaries. I couldn't figure it out. And it was you who really helped me to see how glorious knowing yourself is, that these boundaries come from that strong inner sense of self and knowing that I'm in charge of me. And you're in charge of you. I think you used an example of we're each in our own boat. We're each rowing our own boat. We're in the same ocean. Hopefully we're going the same direction. But I'm in charge of my boat. You're in charge of your boat. I can't row my boat and yours. That's impossible. And knowing that he can't row mine either. And so having that strong sense of self. I think another visualization you used one time was the idea of this gorgeous tree, maybe like a big, giant, strong, ancient oak tree that is so inviting. On a hot summer day, you just want to sit under the oak tree. The shade is cool. There's moisture in the air. And you sit under there and read, and it's so inviting. But that oak tree also will not get pushed over in the storm. Somebody can't stand on it, stand next to it and push on it and push that tree over. Its roots go deep. And that, to me, I remember drawing that visualization when you gave it in my journal and really sitting with that and internalizing that I am that oak tree I am inviting. Come sit in my shade. Come sit in my cool, sweet air. But you are not going to push me over. So that was the gift you gave me.
Oh, I'm so glad. And that's such a beautiful visualization to have, because just take that visualization. I think it's an elevate, right? The section on boundaries. Mm-hmm. If you take mm-hmm. it from, just take that oak tree with you to a date. Mm-hmm. Just be that warm, inviting, smiling, happy person. You don't have to put on an armor. You don't have to do a performance. You can just be, and you can just have a nice conversation with somebody. Relax, not be nervous, not try to wonder what he's thinking about you and what he wants from you or what he wants you to be. Just be present in the moment and trust that if he puts his hand in a place where you don't want mm-hmm. to see his hand or it makes you uncomfortable, if he pushes his way into your apartment because he really wants to drink a glass of wine and thinks, why don't you let him into your apartment on date number one? That's when you want to think of your roots and you want to say, hey, sorry, you know, it's too quick for me. I don't let men I date into my apartment on date number one, two, and three. So you can still have a light energy about it, but you can still speak up. You can still draw your boundaries, right? And I think a lot of the women who show up with nervousness, anxiety around dating, they have still not learned to cultivate that self-trust, that I got me, I'm here for me, I can look after me. My boundaries and my voice and my capacity to say no is always present, is ever present. And I go wherever I go, it accompanies me. And so I get to feel safe. I get to feel relaxed because I know, like, it's almost like walking around with a bodyguard behind you, right? Only that it's inside you, that bodyguard. It's not some like a muscular man with an AK-47 next to you, but it's your boundaries The boundaries are that muscular man with an AK-47 inside you. And that's why you get to feel safe. And that's why you get to feel relaxed. And that's why you get to show up and shine your light and be the beautiful, gorgeous woman that you are without being afraid of anyone or anything, because you've got your boundaries taking care of you. And they only come out when needed. They are not an external projection. Like, imagine going on a date with that bodyguard as your front cover. Like, no man is going to be attracted to that. No man is going to be attracted to that projection of strength on the outside. But on the inside, hell yeah.
Oh, I love that, Sammy. I love that so much. All right. So we're about to move in to our rapid question area. But before we do that, I was wondering if you had any last things you wanted to say to the women in my community that are healing after divorce, going back into relationships after divorce. Any last words of advice you have for them?
Yes, I have so much advice for you.
You do. You do. You're so wonderful.
If I had to give you one tip, it would be to not allow yourselves to get embittered by men or by love, and to keep that faith alive in love, and to remember it's about skills. So yes, you've had a disappointing experience in the past. Yes, things didn't work out. But it doesn't mean that has to be your future. And what is the most empowered thing to do is to educate yourself, is to become skilled in the art of romance and love. Because I was struggling myself, and I've built not only an amazing marriage, I've not only an amazing company, but so have my clients. And I know by now, as an expert, it is all about skills. So you can learn those skills, just like you learned how to drive by going to a driving school. You learned how to dance by going to a dancing school. You can learn the skills of succeeding at love by going to a love expert. And it doesn't have to be me. You can go to the one that resonates with you. But it's important to understand that nothing's wrong with you, that you're not destined for failure and misery in romance. It's all about learning the right skills, and get an expert and learn those skills, just like Tiffany did. I mean, Tiffany, I remember you when you came to us. I still remember the thorns coming out of your, if I may be so direct. I remember like the armor that you had, you know? And today when I see you, like, it's a transformed woman. It's like this inviting fairy, this goddess, this this woman who's just so soft and so strong inside at the same time. And so it didn't happen by itself. It happened because you went, you studied, you did the work, you invested the time, energy, money to learn. And in return, you got this transformation and your most amazing relationship, right? So it's nothing's wrong with you. Don't get embittered, and really focus on learning the skills. Take action, do the work. It's going to reap you the results you want.
Yes, Sammy, that action. I am a giant proponent of taking the action. And I know I've sent dozens of my friends your way and said, you have to check Sammy out because her work is so powerful. And listeners, you really need to check Sammy out. So at the end of this, we'll give you all the ways you can check Sammy out. And she has some free gifts for you guys too. So we'll tell you about those at the end. But I can't say enough about how much your work and your message and the way you present it resonates and changed my life. And yes, it's a total skill set I had to learn. And it took me several years to learn it. And you're right, I started out prickly and armored and pensive, and I don't understand this, and this isn't making sense to me. And why do I have to be like this? And are you asking me to change who I am? But really what you did is you let me figure out who I am when I took that armor off. So that, like I said, has been such a gift. Would you like to have more personalized support in rebuilding your best life after divorce? Would you like the benefits of coaching and having a community of like-minded women supporting and empowering you? I would love to have you as a member of my Love and Life After Divorce membership group. In the Love and Life membership group, you will have monthly live group coaching calls with me, a monthly book club, accountability sisters, support sessions, empowerment activities, goal setting challenges, and so much fun. Click on the link in the show notes to join. All right, so let's move into our really fun section, the rapid questions. This is where listeners really get to know you, Sammy, and you're so fabulous. I can't wait for them to get to know you better. All right, so my first question for you is, what book are you reading right now? Is there a book that's inspiring you?
Oh my God, I have the book right in front of me on my desk. So I'm just going to show you. It's called The High Performance Habits. It's by Brendon Burchard, and it's all about how extraordinary people become that way. Mm. And the reason why I picked up this book is because I started a company with the hope of helping high-achieving women find love, but I did not think that it would grow into this big movement. And now I have all these demands on my time, and I have, two small kids, and I like to keep my feminine energy alive. And at the same time, I have a team to manage. I have my clients looking up to me. I have all these responsibilities and things that I have to manage. And so I am very excited about learning how to balance my sleep, how to balance my my time for self-care, my meditation, my journaling, all of those things. And this book is really helpful. It makes me feel seen and heard because I'm a high achiever myself. And so it's helping me build some really good habits around my time and my schedules so that I can be successful, but at the same time have a lot of fun in my life because I don't want to let go of that.
I love that. I love that. What a great book and what a great way to keep that fun and that feminine. And you're very good at making sure your self-care is at the forefront. You're very inspiring that way. Okay, so the next fun question is, if they're making a movie about your life and you get to pick three songs for the soundtrack, what are the three songs?
Oh my God. Okay, so I think I'm just going to go with whatever's coming to my mind. I am going to choose Firework, Katy Perry. I'm going to use, because baby, you're a firework. I'm going to go for Akon, Beautiful.
Oh, yes, fitting.
Because you're so beautiful, and you're desirable and you're a woman. And what else comes to mind is perhaps Rihanna's Shine Bright Like a Diamond.
Yes. Oh, Sammy, those are all amazing. And I can definitely see those in your soundtrack. They all fit you so beautifully. All right. The last question is about taking risks. I love to encourage the women in my community to take risks. Divorce is a huge risk to take, and then creating a life after is a huge risk. And so we love to celebrate the risks that we took. So what is a big risk you've taken recently that you're really glad you said yes to?
To be honest, I don't know if this is the answer you're expecting, but it's my book. It's writing my book. It's challenged me at many personal levels because I'm a mom of a 1-year-old and a 5-year-old, and it is an extremely demanding job. And I did not bring kids into the world so that I could just constantly give them to babysitters. So I want to spend quality time with my kids. But given that my company is so big already and it's so demanding at all levels, I just wanted to keep saying no to writing a book. Like it was a huge factor of resistance for me. And then I just went ahead at the start of this year and I said, I really need to do this. Like it felt like the biggest risk ever because I had this fear that I will never complete it. I will never be able to do this. I don't know if I should do this. Why am I doing this? I had so much inner resistance around writing the book. But then I hired a coach, put down 25 grand investment, took the biggest risk on myself and told myself, you're going to write your book this year. And I'm so proud of myself that this year I have been able to have the first draft of my book written. And it's just unbelievable because my son just turned 1 year old in January. That means I was writing when I had an infant. Yeah, I had an infant. I was breastfeeding. I was recovering from my C-section. And I still bet on myself. I had to make sure that I was only investing 25 grand in a project that I would really be able to pull off. And I didn't know that I would be able to pull off. I wasn't sure of it. But I told myself, no, you've got to take that risk. This is your next level. And just bet on it. And I bet on it. And I have my first draft ready. And we're in the process of discussing with publishers which publishing house is going to publish the book. So it's absolutely amazing. And I'm just so glad that I took this risk, because the voices in my head would have just told me to not take this risk at all, that it wasn't worth it, that I wouldn't be able to do it. But I'm just so glad I did.
All right. I am actually thrilled that that's the risk you brought up. And I was kind of hoping, because I'm so excited to hear about your book. I'm a huge book nerd myself. And also, having known you for so long, you've been in my life, I don't know, maybe 6 years now. So you've seen my transformation, but I've also seen yours. I've seen you just grow and explode and bloom and blossom and become this powerhouse of a woman who's a mom and a writer and a relationship coach and a CEO and just all of the things, and just watch you just bloom into that has been thrilling. And when you were just talking about writing your or having your book ready, I got goosebumps through my whole body, because I've been with you on this process. You've been very open and vulnerable with us about how challenging this process has been with you. And so to know that you've got your draft done, Sammy, I pretty much have tears in my eyes. I'm so thrilled for you and so proud of you. And I would be beyond honored if I was part of your book tour, because I will just sing your praises to everybody, because I know what a labor of love this book is for you. So congratulations. Yay.
Oh, thank you. That means so much to me.
Yay. All right. So I was hoping you would tell everybody how to find you, because listeners, you need to find Sammy. You absolutely need Sammy in your life. I know she said earlier, find any relationship coach. It doesn't have to be her, but I'm going to be a little bossy in this area and tell you, you need to find her. You need to find Sammy. It should be Sammy. So Sammy, how can people find you?
Yes. So you can find me on sammywunder.com. So the way to spell it is S-A-M-I. WUNDR.com. Sammy Wunder. It's not Wunder, it's Wunder. WUNDER.com. You can also find me on my Instagram handle at the rate Sammy Wunder Coach. You can also join my very engaged and beautiful Facebook free community. It's called Wunder Divas, and Tiffany's a part of it, has been a very active part of it. Thank you, Tiffany. And there we share all our tips and live streams and amazing information, which is, of course, not enough if you don't do the programs. But I think for just getting warmed up to the work and really understanding the basics, it's an absolutely great place to be in. But what I wanted to share, Tiffany, is that I have a special gift just for your audience.
Yay,
for all these amazing women who are overcoming, you know, the challenge of going through a divorce and are excited to start once again. And I'm so proud of every woman who believes in love and, you know, wants to go back in again. And Tiffany, that's also been your story. Mm-hmm. So for you, I have a very special gift. It's a training called Lean In at Work, Lean Back in Love. And it's all about showing you how to have those powerful shifts in your feminine energy in your love life. So for most of you, you know how to do masculine energy. You know how to do, give, provide, work, plan, organize. But when you talk about feminine energy, you might look at my face and say, okay, great concept, but what do I do? How do I make this shift happen for me? And that's what this training is about. It's going to show you my three top ways of leaning in into your feminine in romance. Now, this is not the only thing. It also comes with this gift PDF where I give you my top 10 scripts to get men to cater to your needs and to meet your needs and to do it.
That's
and
golden.
To do it in a feminine way, right?
That's
yay,
golden.
Go get it. So it's not about, you know, commanding men, demanding from men, nagging to men, complaining to men, but it's about being able to speak from this strong yet soft space. That's what I teach. And I'm giving you my top 10 scripts on how you can talk about money, sex, you know, getting to take charge and step up, solve conflict. And I'm giving all of this as a free gift for Tiffany's audience. So sign up. The link is in the show notes. Just click on it, put your name and email, and you will be part of my community and get this free training and PDF.
Thank you so much, Sammy. That is beyond generous. I really appreciate that. And listeners, please definitely check out the link in the show notes, find Sammy. And I would love to hear what you think of this episode. Come find me on Instagram, DM me. And this is a hot topic, you guys. Feminine energy, boundaries, these are hot topics. So I would love to hear what you thought of this episode, what you think about the topics, and what you'd like to hear more of, because I am hoping that Sammy lets us be part of her book tour and we can ask her some more questions. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being a part of this. And thank you, listeners. And Sammy Wonder, thank you for spending this time with us today.
Thank you for having me. You've been a wonderful host. And Tiffany, I wish you continued bliss and happiness with your relationship.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this week on the Love and Life After Divorce podcast. If anything resonated with you in the podcast, I would love to hear about it. Please DM me on my Instagram at Tiffany Kane. Also, if this podcast makes you think of a friend that could benefit from hearing this message of support and empowerment, please share it with her. And remember, this podcast is sponsored by the Love and Life After Divorce membership group. We would be so thrilled to have you join. Have a beautiful day. And remember, of course, it's all about you. #self-love.